You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with writer-director Edson Oda. Written and directed by Oda, the new film 9 Days is set in the space immediately before birth. As an arbiter for new souls, it's Will's job to decide who gets the opportunity to live. After his world is shaken by the death of one of his clients, he must then select a new applicant and send them on their way. While many of them may be adequate, it's Emma who he finds most intriguing, but Will isn't sure that she's the right one for the journey. In this one-on-one, we speak to Oda about what makes humanity so unique and balancing the tough questions. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Edson. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Good. What about you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me. This is a beautiful film.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure I won't be the first or the last to tell you that.
Hopefully. <yeah. laughs>
I was wondering, where did you get the idea for it? It's such a unique take.
Yeah, I think it comes from struggle, you know, and you know, going through like hard times, and I think we all, I think a lot of people, and probably we all been there as well. And I think when you go through like some hard times, it's just easy to lose perspective, and create those kind of blind spots that make us, you know, unable to see what's in front of us, enjoy what's in front of us. And I think for me, it was, you know, sometimes it's so easy, but for us, it's just setting goals and saying like, oh, I'm going to be happy when this happens or that happens. And we just lose track of the present. So it was just asking myself, what if, you know, the reality, the thing, what I'm living right now, what if this is the goal, you know? What if I'm privileged for being here, and what would I you know, would I see the world different if I come from that, you know, perspective? And so I think from that just came this, you know, the idea for this reality, which, you know, all these souls are competing to be in the place we are right now. So I think more or less that's where this idea comes from.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've seen this world or this sort of thing portrayed before in different ways, you know, and of course, soul is the most recent one. But I mean, this is wild. You've got 9 souls, or it's 9 days. However many souls there are competing for one spot.
Yeah.
Of the characters you created, and all of them are so different in their own unique ways, is there a character you related to more than the others?
Interesting. I think Will, for sure. And it's interesting that Will, he was based on an uncle of mine, and was very, like, sensitive, very, kind and human, artistic. And he committed suicide when he was 50. It was, 12. Wow. At the time. And it's interesting because at the time it was like so much like, oh yeah, my uncle did that. Like, I was seeing him as like this kind of person who was not prepared to live in the world, you know, wasn't strong enough. And I think going through like the struggles that I mentioned made me more, you know, empathetic towards him. And somehow I connect more with my uncle when he did that. And I think Will is kind of, you know, a mix of me and my uncle in some sort of ways.
Will is such a great character. And, you know, it's interesting because we often speak about the relationship of, you know, of our relationship. You know, why isn't the divine or God doing this for us? But we rarely consider the effects of the world on the divine aspects. And Will is wearing this on his shoulders in such ways. And Winston does a wonderful job.
No, he was amazing, yeah.
I was wondering what it is about Winston that you knew you'd found your Will.
Interesting, yeah. We met, like, we had this kind of 4-hour conversation. And it was interesting because the conversation was about character, mostly not about the character. It was about, you know, life. It was about, you know, experiences. It was about, you know, frustrations, it was about pain, it was about joy, it was about everything. In the sense that I kind of felt, okay, this person sees the world more or less the same way we see it. And also, like, he understands this character. He understands what, you know, and even, like, my uncle somehow, you know, because it was based on my uncle. So something very interesting as well was, like, when it was casting Will, I was trying to cast not for what he was throughout the whole movie, but for what he became, for what the real Will, you know, the Will who would, like, perform the monologue. So I need someone who was, like, filled with life and joy, who would perform the monologue and inspire people. And Winston was that person, you know. It was very clear from, you know, the beginning, and also from watching his movies and everything, this larger-than-life, like, person. And then my job, you know, I already have the Will from the, you know, monologue. My job now is just hiding it. It's just, like, making it is more subtle and making it not, still there, but not as clear and evident as, you know, as you see when he explodes in the end of the movie.
Yeah, for sure. That final scene is so powerful because, like you said, it feels like so much has been released that's been bottled up. And his relationship with the applicants is so unique too. It's really, really interesting. Like there's genuine care, but he tries to remain distant.
Yeah.
I was wondering what it was that was most important to you to communicate through his character.
We had like a bunch of conversations. It was interesting because Winston was like, I need to find what's this relationship with the candidates, and I wasn't able to, you know, just explain. And then I felt like, oh, okay, I think I figured out. And we had this conversation. It was like, he is this father who wants, the only thing he wants is to protect this candidates that they're like, you know, his children. And the thing is, like, sometimes protection for him means not giving them the opportunity to be born. Because in his mind, because since he went through so much pain, you know, and bad experience in the real world, for him, not choosing them, he would be protecting them. So it's interesting because first he's trying to protect them as teaching them or demonstrating, like, how tough and sometimes painful the world is. And it's tough because even people who watch it, even Winston perform it, it was like, I don't want to hurt these people, you know, and people don't want to see him yelling at people. But at the same time, you know, we know parents who, you know, are tougher on their kids because they love them, you know, because they want to prepare them for the war, which can be, you know, which can be cruel at sometimes. So he everything, I think, comes from care. Even when he's, you know, saying you can't go, eliminating you, it comes from care. I'm doing that because I don't want you to go through the same pain I went through, you know, and it's very painful. So I think that's his, mainly the emotion that he has towards those characters, those souls.
Yeah, I could see that. And with Emma as well. I mean, Emma's such a Zazie. The whole cast is great. I'm going to keep saying the whole cast is great. Yeah. So I might as well just say it.
they're phenomenal. I'm very lucky to have them in the movie.
But Emma is such a free spirit as a character. But it's interesting because that seems to cause concern for not just Will, but the other applicants and parts as well. I was wondering why you think why we're so intimidated by questions that don't seem to have any answers, because she's so reserved in her responses.
You mean like she's not afraid of these questions that has
Sorry, I mean maybe I should rephrase that. With Zazie, or sorry, with Emma, when she's when she's quizzed on so many of these questions, she has more questions. She's willing to sit in that ambiguity, but the other characters go straight for it. And that seems to throw off Will, it throws off the other characters. I was wondering why in general we get so intimidated when we don't have the answer right away.
I think it's I think it goes back to like the what I was saying, like we're so result oriented, you know. It's so much about the goal of finding the answer, the thing, or the, so, you know, we can't tolerate doubt, I guess. We can't tolerate like there's no, you know, that's up to you, or there are things that are not, you know, you can't explain them, you know, somehow. So I think we always, you know, so focused in finding the definitive right answer and or goal or whatever. And I think it's interesting because for her, it's just about finding her own answers and also her meaning, and also, you know, instead of the goal is more about like the present. So I think it's just from our human nature, you know, it's just I want it to be. As well, I wanted to be more like Emma, but like, you know, most of me just, you know, want something that's, you know, exact and right and you know, unquestionable. And yeah, I think that comes from that.
Yeah. Well, that being said, and this is a massive question, so bear with me. This movie asks massive questions, so I feel like I can still ask massive questions.
I asked a lot of questions, so now you can ask questions too.
what with all this talk about the applicants and this back and forth, I was wondering, what do you feel is the quality that sets humanity apart? What is it that makes us so unique to you?
Oh wow. Oh my God.
I told you it was a big one.
it's interesting because other animals, they have love as well, right? And do they have empathy? Maybe there's something about doing good deliberately. Because in the end, it's just about Emma knowing that, or almost like sacrificing herself for the others at some point, right? Because she doesn't want to do... It's interesting. It's almost like putting your survival, so your own safety, sacrifice that in form of saving other person or just doing good for the other person. Because exactly what she does, right? She's not able to kill Cain to just like, you know, he gives her the chance. Like, okay, right now you're gonna just let us know why Cain, what the other person. Not right for the real world. So he's giving them her the chance to just metaphorically, you know, shoot at him or something. And she doesn't do it. And then later she's just like, even though she knows she's going to die, I think her final act is pretty much trying to save Will somehow. And she does that. And that's for her, I think. I think my interpretation of her, it was her journey. That was like for her so fulfilling, you know, for her. That's why she came to this world, I guess. So yeah, I think there's this thing about doing good to other people. You know, I know animals, they can do that too, but I think since we have this kind of we know what's gonna happen, we kind of, I think for animals, they deal with death in a different way, and we deal in a way that, I don't know, because so intellectually, we feel like there's so much to lose or things. I think we understand better that. And even understanding better that, having this kind of, you know, total unselfish, you know, behavior, I think more or less is kind of what makes us, not that you have to die for the other person, but that you are able to, you know, do good to the other person rather than do it to yourself. I don't know.
No,
that's
a great answer.
Yeah, just came up with it right now. Great answer, but right now it feels more or less right. I don't know.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your candidness. So, Edson, I was wondering, you know, these are very complicated questions in the film, but you use such beautifully simplistic simple illustrations, I should say. What was the most...
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it's stunning. What was the most important thing to you to communicate through the film?
I think it was that moments of pain and struggle and, despair, and they always going to be there.
Mm.
As long as moments of joy, all things, realization and, dreams come true, they're both, and life is about both of them, It's not just about happiness, I had to achieve happiness, and then that's it. But I think it's about knowing how to deal with both, and not take for granted when the joy, appears in front of you, and also not being, defeated.
Mm.
And I think struggle and other things come in front of you. So it's kind of a balance in accepting that will be this balance the whole time. So I think, it's pretty much what I probably want to communicate.
I appreciate that. I really do. And Edson, I can't say this enough. It is a beautiful, beautiful piece. And I really am grateful for the chance to chat with you today. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
I'm grateful, man. Yeah, it was lovely. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And have a great...
Thanks, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
Take care, man.
Thanks, Edson.
Thanks.